The Sermon on the Mount is God's way of telling us how to live. Last Sunday, what was the message? Do not worry. That's last Sunday. God gives us commands to protect us for our own good. Because the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, is God's way of protecting His people. He wants us to know who are the real, legitimate Christians versus counterfeit Christians. Do you realize not everybody who comes to a Bible study, who comes to a worship service, are legitimate, genuine followers of Jesus? You see, some of you are here, perhaps in your mind, this is religion. But you don't really have a personal relationship with God. So God wants you to know that He is good, He loves you. But above all, He wants you to know Him personally. Let me repeat. God looks at your heart. He loves you. But He's saying, do you really want to follow me? Last Sunday, we talked about don't worry. Today, we will talk about do not judge. Everybody, let's read together. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. This is a command. This is not a suggestion. In fact, the grammar is this. Do not judge means stop judging. So if you look at the original language, literally, it is saying, stop judging. Why? By nature, you and I love to judge. Why? We live in an imperfect society. You are surrounded with people who are not perfect. And because they are not perfect, they irritate you. You are irritated with family members, with church members, with office mates, and the tendency is to judge them. He's saying, don't judge so that you will not be judged. What is he talking about? You know, I'm reminded of our habit to judge. One time, my wife was in a rush. We were in the airport, and she rushed to the toilet. And in the toilet, she was shocked. He saw a man with a young boy in the toilet. She was thinking, what in the world are these guys doing? They are not considerate. She was judging them. And then when she got out of the toilet, she looked back at the toilet and she saw men's room. She was in the wrong toilet. And yet she was going to judge this man and the boy in the toilet. Do you see what I'm saying? The Bible says, do not judge. You know why? Look at what it says. Do not, for in the way you judge, you will be judged. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. You know what God is saying? God is saying, the way you judge people is how I'm going to judge you. So be careful. Many times we are so strict with others. Many times we don't give people the benefit of the doubt. And God is saying, be careful. There was this girl. I have lots of airport story, okay? Maybe you have read this somewhere. This lady was in the airport and she had to wait for her next flight. So she went to the bookstore, got a book, and bought cookies. When she sat down, there was a guy beside him, and to her surprise, in between them, the guy was eating cookie. And she looked at it, she was thinking, why is this guy eating the cookie? So she would eat, the guy would eat. In Tagalog, she was thinking, ang kapal-kapal nito. In English, this guy is so rude. He does not even ask permission. He's eating my cookie. He would glance at him, he would glance at her, and smile at her. Finally, one cookie left. She said, let's see what this guy will do. You know what this guy did? He got the cookie, broke it in half, smiled at her, offered it to her. She was so angry. She said, this guy is not only rude, selfish, inconsiderate, no manner. Finally, she heard the announcement, time to board the airplane. She was so angry. She didn't even want to look back. She went to the airplane, brought her stuff down, opened her bag to read the book again. And when she opened the bag, she saw cookies, the box of cookies. She was saying, if my cookie is here, what cookie have I been eating? She was so embarrassed. She wanted to apologize to the guy. But of course, it's too late. My whole point is this. Don't be hasty in judging. What's the message today? Do not judge, lest you be judged. Just one main point. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, stop judging. Do not judge. Now, the word judge means to evaluate what's right and what's wrong. The Bible is not saying, forget your mind and don't think critically. The Bible is saying, based on the context of the Pharisees, remember Jesus is talking about do not judge because he's teaching his disciples, do not be like the religious people who are always judging others, who are always condemning others. Don't be like the Pharisees. Because the word used here, krino, while it means to evaluate, to pass judgment, but the context is condemnatory. You judge people to condemn them, to look down on them, not to encourage them, not to help them. For example, let's look at this verse together. He told them this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. He is now giving an example of how the Pharisees had a tendency to judge people. They are self-righteous, so they tend to look down to others with contempt. Let's read the next verse. Jesus said, two men went up into the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying to himself. God, I thank you. I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. What was the Pharisee doing? Judging. He was comparing himself with others. Look at what he's saying. I'm not like other people. You see, our tendency when we judge people is to make ourselves look better. I remember when I was teaching my son. I was telling my son, son, you should not do this. Then you know what my son did? He diverted the topic. What about? What about? You understand what I'm saying? I said, son, I'm talking to you. He would say, what about? You know what he's talking about? What about my other brother? What about my sister? They're doing the same thing. I said, no, I'm talking to you. My friend, this habit of judging others oftentimes is our way of diverting the issue because we want to protect ourselves. We want to look good. By judging others, you think you make yourself look better. Now, the Pharisees had this problem. And I've discovered many Christians are like the Pharisee. Christians are famous for judging people, especially fellow Christians. People come to church. Instead of learning from God, they focus on what's wrong with other people. They focus on what's wrong with the message. They focus on judging people. Why do we have that habit? Let me tell you why. Because human nature is such that we love to criticize others. So Jesus is saying, be careful. Don't be like the Pharisee. Now, the Pharisee has established his own standards. In his mind, he's righteous. In his mind, he's better than a tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes. In other words, the Pharisees, for him, holiness is external. If I do this, if I go to worship, if I give my money, if I do this, do that, I'm okay. That was his standard. And my friends, when you judge people, you set up your own standards. And he got the shock of his life. One day he will get the shock of his life because according to Jesus, let's read now, what did this tax collector do? The tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. You see the humility of the tax collector? And you see the pride of the Pharisee? The Pharisee will not see his own sin. He could see the sin of other people, but he could not see his own sin of pride, of self-righteousness. While this tax collector was judged to be a sinner, but in the eyes of God, because of his heart, something happened. You know what happened? Jesus said, I tell you, this man, this tax collector, went to his house justified. The word justified means what? Not guilty. He is forgiven. He is declared not guilty. Rather than the other, the Pharisee, the religious leader, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus is saying, that's the problem of judging people. You see, friends, he is not telling you, don't think critically. He's not saying you are not allowed to make judgment on what is right and wrong. Today, the other extreme is this. People say, you're judging me, you're judging me. Today in America, this idea of judging people is an epidemic now. Don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. But they misunderstand the message of Jesus. What Jesus is saying is, be careful when you judge others. Don't set up your own standards. Don't treat others with contempt. But he does tell us there's the right place to judge. What do I mean? Look at what Jesus said. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. In other words, be careful when you judge. Do not judge on appearance. Make sure when you judge something, it is accurate, it is right. What do I mean? For example, what does it mean, righteous judgment? Example. Everybody read this together. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. Meaning, it's okay to make judgment based on his behavior and based on what the Bible says. It's okay. Your brother is in sin. But your purpose is not to judge him. Your purpose is to help him to be redemptive. Many people misunderstand the message of Jesus when he said, do not judge. He is not saying you put your mind on neutral. You can no longer use your mind to decide what is right or wrong because you're not supposed to judge. No, no, no. He's saying don't look down on others. Don't be critical. But righteous judgment, it's okay. I have a friend whom I became close. Sad to say, he left his wife and began to commit adultery. We have a common friend who was respected by him. He was a banker, my friend. So I told my friend, did you tell our brother what he's doing is wrong? You know what my friend told me? You know, I'm not supposed to judge. I said, pare, you are misapplying the Bible. Because our brother is committing adultery. You need to talk to him nicely. But he misunderstood, do not judge. That's not what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, one more time, everybody read. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If you love somebody, you talk to them. Ladies and gentlemen, understand your purpose is not to shame him. It is not to condemn him. It is to help him. Go to him in private. Notice the next verse. If he listens to you, wow, you have won your brother. Wonderful. But if he does not listen to you because you love him, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love me, I'm telling you now, I will appreciate it. If you see something wrong with me, come and talk to me. If you see any pastors, if you think we're doing something sinful, by all means, talk to us, talk to them. But please, do not gossip. However, if you don't love me and you see me doing something wrong, then you don't care. Do you love me? Yes or no?
Yes.
Second lobby. You love me? Yes. Third floor. You love me? Mahina. My friends, do you love each other?
Yes.
Second, you love each other?
Yes.
You love each other? All right, if you love each other, what must we do? If you see somebody doing something wrong, what must you do? Go to them in private. If you love somebody and you see something wrong with them and you don't talk to them, you don't talk to them in private, my friend, you don't love that person. So my advice, love each other enough that you're willing to risk friendship. You are willing to risk your face by talking to the person directly. That's how we are to love each other. Do not judge. You see, you make judgment. Example, you hear somebody telling you, you know, Peter, alam mo ba, do you know this person did this, did that? No, I'll be crazy if I say, oh nga, no. Talagang salbahing tao yan eh. I will never do that. You know why? Because Jesus tells us, do not judge. So, how are we to judge people? How are we not to judge people? Let me give you a mental outline of today's message. Do not judge people means what? Do not be hasty. Do not judge motive because you do not know the motive. Do not play God. Judge yourself first. That's the idea of the message of Jesus. So, are you ready to listen to the message today? One main point. What's the main point? Do not judge. Can you turn to your neighbor? Do not judge. Can I tell you something? The Asians, Filipinos, Chinese, we are so good in judging others. Let me give you an example. Somebody texted me because he heard about a person in Tokyo with his girlfriend whom he proposed in Tokyo. And this person texted me, can you imagine this guy is a Christian and he is bringing the girlfriend and having premarital sex? Then I replied, I said, excuse me, why are you saying they're having premarital sex? I know this person. He is a virgin. He will keep himself pure. And the girl, he will keep her pure. And then she said, oh, sorry, sorry. But what was her mistake? She already prejudged. Just because the two of them are in a foreign country, and you already prejudged, they are having premarital sex. Ladies and gentlemen, what's the message today? Do not judge. I have a suspense file in my mind. That suspense file is very important. You know why? Because sometimes I don't understand. For example, I was in a retreat, and I lost my watch. I have many stories about my watch. Okay, have you been hearing the stories about my watch or not? Well, this is just 2 months ago. I was in a CCF staff retreat. And I could not find my watch. So I called our staff. You tell Mount Makiling, our retreat center, this is my room number. Tell them, look for my watch there. They called back. Sir, my watch was not there. So in my mind, the watch is not there. Where could it be? Ah, in my house. I could not find the watch in my house. And then I have this crazy, vain imagination. You know, there was a young girl who volunteered to come to our house because my wife and I helped our driver educate the children. And this girl, out of her gratitude, would come to our house and just volunteer to clean. And in my mind, I said, how can this girl be so ungrateful? We are already helping her in her school, and yet she will steal my watch. But before I will assassinate her completely in my mind, the Lord reminded me, suspense file. Bing! Don't judge. Don't judge. But I am tempted to judge. And you know what? When you prejudge people, you are tempted to judge. It really affects you. Because after that incident, I was looking for my watch. When I looked at the helpers in the house, which I know they've been honest, but when I look at them now, do you notice something? If you judge people, you can begin to interpret their actions suspiciously. Everything seems to be problema ata ito. See, I lost that joy, that confidence, because in my mind, my watch. Now, my wife and I have a habit. We come to the Lord. I say, honey, let's pray that God will help me find the watch. Prayer of faith. Prayed. Would you believe it? After praying. Now, I seldom do this. I said, I will check the drawer. Now, you have to understand, in my toilet, I have drawers left and right. The sink drawer. So, first drawer, that's where I put my watch. None again. Second drawer, none. Third drawer. Would you believe it? I don't understand how my watch can go from I don't know where to the third drawer. I found it. Praise God. You see, my whole point is this. Do not judge. Put it in the suspense file. Because many times we prejudge people. Let me ask you today, are you judging anybody? Be honest with me. Are you judging anybody? Can I tell you something? This is one sin that we commit the most. Because we think it's okay to judge. Jesus tells us, do not judge. Lest you be judged. In fact, he tells us it is wrong, therefore don't be hasty. You know, the problem with us, we are so quick to judge. The Bible tells us to be careful. Let's read this together. He who gives an answer before he hears, it's folly and shame. In other words, don't be too hasty. When somebody comes to you and tell you something, just remember, there are always how many sides? Two sides. Just remember that. Hear the other person. But don't jump to conclusion. The first to plead his case seems right until another comes and examines him. Let me give you a true example. Some time ago, one of our leaders came back from the States. And he heard a fellow CCFer, or who used to be with CCF, told him something that happened that made him so unhappy. He was accusing the leadership of CCF in doing something that's not right. So when I heard that, I said, come, tell me what you heard. Remember, listen. So he began telling. I said, oh, is that what you heard? Let me now tell you who are the people involved. So I got the other pastors who are involved. Come, let's sit down together and discuss. When my friend, who was so angry with the leadership, heard what really happened from the horse's mouth, he said, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I prejudge all of you. My friend, the Bible says, do not judge. When you hear something, I'm warning you right now, do not just hear one side. You must hear what? The other side. Don't jump to conclusion, because it is wrong. The Bible says, Jesus tells us, how are we relate to each other? Do you understand? In Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, he tells us how a true Christian should behave. Last week, he tells us, don't worry. Do not worry. This week, he's telling you, how do you treat each other? How do you treat your wife? How do you treat your family members? How do you treat your children? How do you treat your office mates? Do not judge, lest you be judged. Let me tell you another true story. My wife and I were in a resort, and I told her, I don't have key. So I'm going to go swimming, but please, do not lock the door. Wherever you go, don't lock the door, because I'm going to exercise and I'm going to be back. Well, after I finished my exercise, I went back to the room. It was locked. The Bible says what? Do not judge. But I was tempted already. I was tempted in Tagalog. I was going to say, ang labo, labo ni Mrs. I already told my wife, do not lock the door. Why will my wife, do you understand all of this? You know, tape recording, you know. Why will she do that? Blah, 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 blah. But I remembered. Do not judge. Suspense, fire. So what did I do? I did not judge. But first I got to find a key. So where is the key? I mean, how can I enter my room? There was a cleaning crew nearby. I said, can you please open the door? And then they came and opened the door. I said, by the way, when I entered the room, it was so clean. In other words, they have gone through cleaning the room. I said, excuse me. When you entered this room, was it locked or was it open? Oh, sir, it's open. And that's why we lock it. Oh, I said, hallelujah. I did not see my wife before I saw them, because I would have scolded my wife. I would have said, Madam, why are you doing this? The Bible says, do not judge. You know why? You investigate. Listen. Don't be hasty. Don't jump to conclusion. The Bible says, you know, my beloved brethren, everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. This is a simple verse. We use this to teach people how to read the Bible, how to respond to each other. You must be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Can I add something? Would you like me how to add to this verse? Now, don't accuse me of heresy, because I'm telling you already, it is not in the Bible. This is written by Peter. It's found in 3 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Okay? It's not in the Bible. It is written by Peter. Peter said, okay, my beloved, everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Yeah. So tell your neighbor, slow to judge. Yeah. So that's the one you will add. Slow to speak, slow to anger, slow to judge. What's the message today? Do not judge. If I see you next week and I ask you, what's the message today? What will you say? Do not judge. Why? Because many times you are wrong, especially husband and wife, parents with children. I've seen parents. They don't listen to their children. They come up with judgment. And the children would like to talk, but the parents don't give them a chance to talk. So parents, listen to me. Listen, listen, listen. Remember one night, I saw my son coming home late. I praised God. I did not jump to him and gave him a lecture. What must you do? Listen. So always listen first, okay? Listen, listen, listen. The most dangerous lip is the lip to conclusions. Don't judge motive. Can I tell you why? Don't be hasty. Don't judge motive. You know why? You are not God. How can you see the heart of people? For example, look at what it says here. It happened afterwards that the king of the Ammonites died. I will now tell you the story of King David. What happened to him? And Hanun, his son, became king in his place. Then David said, I will show kindness to Hanun as his father showed kindness to me. So David sent some of his servants to console him. Do you understand the story? The friend of David died and he wanted to attend the funeral wake, but probably he was so busy, he sent representatives to go to the funeral wake. What was his purpose? To console. That's his motive. What happened? Look at King Hanun. The princess of the Ammonites said to Hanun, their lord, do you think David is honoring your father because he sent consolers to you? Has David not sent his servants to you in order to search the city, to spy it out, and overthrow it? Do you understand? They judge the motive of David. Friends, only God can judge motives. You don't know the heart of people. Every time my wife and I would have some problem, you know what I tell my wife? I said, honey, don't think for me. You don't know what I'm thinking. You don't even know why I'm doing what I'm doing. Ask me, but don't judge. My wife and I, when we counsel people, we've noticed something. Our biggest problem is this. We don't believe the other person. For example, my wife asked this lady, did she ask for forgiveness? The girl will say, yes. Ah, but she's not sincere. Excuse me. We ask you a question. You were offended. Did the person ask for forgiveness? And you say, yes. But then you added something. Ah, but they're not sincere. Look at me. What are we doing to each other? Judging. Friends, do not judge motive because you are not God. Only God knows motive. What's the message today? Do not judge. Many of you judge your family members. You judge your parents. You judge your children. You judge people. And in the process, your conclusion is wrong. But you think you're correct. It breaks relationships. Christians, I want you to imagine now, Christians, if CCFers, if all our small groups, if all Christians will practice the teaching of Jesus, do not judge. You will find out, you will ask questions. Why? The opposite of judgment is what? You are an encourager. You love people. If you love people, you will not judge them. You give them the benefit of the doubt. Why are we not willing to give people the benefit of the doubt? Why do we think ill of people? Because that's our nature. For example, I text you and you don't reply to me. I text you again, no reply. After 2-3 days, what am I tempted to do? Will I judge you? Yes or no? You know what I've learned? Not to judge. I've discovered in this country, anything is possible. Even my text can get lost somewhere. So this is what I do. I don't judge. If I don't like what I see is happening, I will not judge. I put it in suspense file. Then when I see you, I guarantee you one thing. I want to talk to you. And say, Brad, pare, what happened? You know why? Because I don't want to judge your motive. I don't want to judge your action. I want to hear from you. I heard this is what you said. You told others about me. Totoo ba yan? If they say, no! Oh, really? Okay. Thank you. What do you mean? Understand? Why don't we talk to each other? Why do we go around the bush? Okay. What's the message today? Do not judge. Do not judge motive. Don't be hasty. Do you know what happened after this? Tonight when you go home, you read the story. It's very sad. A war broke out. Unnecessary war. The Ammonites were cousins of the Israelites. They were relatives. But because of vain imagination, because of judging motives, a war broke out and over 40,000 people died in that first battle. Subsequently, more wars. What I'm trying to say is this. Christians, if you judge people, sometimes the consequences are so bad that it's beyond your comprehension. I've seen relationships. I've seen families. They break up. Broke up. Why? Judging. Learn to listen. Suspense file. Always listen to all sides. He tells us, why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Now, this is really like a joke. If you understand what Jesus is saying, he's comparing now speck and logs. How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? Now, you probably don't have comprehension what Jesus is talking about. This is like a figure of speech during those days. But literally, listen to me, a speck is like a dust in somebody's eye. You need help, yes or no? But how big is a log? I was in logging. Logs are huge. But for you to appreciate this, just imagine a piece of wood, 2x4, okay? Piece of lumber. Jesus is saying, if you have a piece of lumber in your eyes, 2x4, how can you say to your neighbor, excuse me, can I help you? Because that is covering your eyes. It's so obvious. It's a joke. And Jesus is saying, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. He's saying, it's okay to help each other. But before you correct anybody, he's saying, examine yourself first. Judge yourself first. Ask yourself, what's my motive? Why am I going to do this to this person? Are you irritated with his action, with his behavior? Are you doing the same thing? Let me tell you. I heard the story of a guy, of a husband, who got so angry with his family, because he discovered that the wife had an affair. He was so angry. My wife and I talked to the man. I said, not my wife, I talked to the man. I said, you are very angry with your wife. I understand. I said, what about you? I said, have you been unfaithful to your wife? He looked at me. Then he bowed his head. I said, you have been unfaithful. You are angry with your wife, but you yourself are doing the same thing. Second question, how many women have you slept with other than your wife? You see, that's what Jesus is saying. Before you remove the speck out of somebody's eye, examine yourself. Perhaps you need to grow in some areas. My friend, God is saying, that's a Chinese saying, Mtang kepo. The English version and Tagalog version, huwag ka masyado maging pakialamero. What is that in English? Pakialamero. What? Always butting in to others people's life. Always trying to correct others. I remember talking to a guy. I said, God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to serve. What is your gift? He said, my gift is the gift of criticism. Wow. Okay. I said, that is not a gift from the Holy Spirit. That's a gift from the devil. Because your gift is criticizing. Always judging people. And that's what Jesus is precisely saying. Don't do that. On the contrary, love people. Can I tell you something? If I love you and you love me, our attitude, our action toward each other is going to be different. Instead of judgmental spirit, we will do it differently. Yes or no? Because you love the person. If you don't love the person, you become very strict. Everything he does is wrong. And that's the problem with the Christian community. Jesus is telling us now, hey guys, you belong to me. I will teach you how to live. Don't worry, last Sunday. Today, don't judge. Previous weeks, love your enemies. Remember? Pray for those who persecute you. You see, Jesus wants us to live life to the fullest. So he tells us, don't be a hypocrite. Nothing wrong with helping one another. In fact, he tells us. Everybody read. Brethren, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, you see, examine yourself. You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. That's what we need to do. Help each other in a spirit of gentleness. Each one looking to yourself. Examine yourself so that you too will not be tempted. You see what God is saying? Restore people with gentleness. I learned this years ago when my professor said, Peter, when you preach about sin, when you talk about sin, just realize, put yourself first in the shoes of those people. Because we are so quick to judge. When I look at people today, I try to think through what they have gone through. Don't be so quick to judge people without thinking what they have gone through. For example, for somebody to steal, have you thought about what he did to resist stealing? Perhaps he didn't really want to steal. I'm not excusing stealing. I'm just saying, when you help people to empathize with them, put yourself in their shoes. Perhaps they struggled so much about money. Perhaps they were put in a circumstances, in a situation where the temptation was so strong. Perhaps you ask yourself, if I was in their place, would I do the same thing? You see, you and I, as followers of Jesus, we need to learn to relate to each other. And Jesus is saying in chapter 7, do not judge. At the end of chapter 7, in the middle part, he says, treat others the same way you want to be treated. So the first part is don't judge. That's how you love people. When you love people, you don't judge. You encourage them. He's saying in a spirit of gentleness. Then he added this verse. Do not give what is holy to dogs. Do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Huh! People say, what in the world is that verse doing there? The verse is not there by accident. Jesus is telling us something. In the days of Jesus, dogs are not like dogs today. Today, when I talk about dogs, you think of very cute dogs, right? Chihuahua, Terrier, how cute. In the days of Jesus, dogs are scavengers. They are not holy, nothing good about them. You don't treat them as sacred or holy. Pigs, oh my goodness, today, if I talk about pigs, you have no problem. You know why? Christmas is coming. You love pigs, I know. You will eat let's on. Yes or no? In the days of Jesus, the culture, pigs, no good. Dogs, no good. In fact, they're considered as pagans, unbelievers. If you read the Hebrew language, the Hebrew culture, this is how pigs and dogs are described sometimes in the Bible. It would be better, this is a warning for all of you, it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment handed down to them. It has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow, after washing, returns to wallowing in the mire. What is the Bible talking about? I believe to describe people as dogs and pigs. Do not throw your pearl into swine or something holy to the dogs. You know what Jesus is saying? People who insist on not listening to the truth, do not force them to believe. Do not throw pearl into swine. Meaning, it is not my job to force people. If they don't want to believe in Jesus, they don't want to believe the Bible. You see, there are some of you here, no matter what, you will never believe. You have heard the Bible many times. What Jesus is saying, I'm not God, I will not force you. Many times, our problem is we want to force people to believe. You want to force people to accept the truth. Pearl is compared to what? The precious truth of Jesus, the gospel, what is holy. There are people today, you just have to admit, no matter what you do, they won't listen. Yes or no? Let me give you an example. The Bible tells us, he who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself. Do not reprove a scoffer or he will hate you. In other words, there are some people today, when you tell them the Bible, they laugh at you. They scoff at you. The Bible says, don't throw pearl into the swine. I've learned, as I go through life, to be discerning. I love people, but I practice discernment. You and I should not force anybody to believe. Don't ram down their throat. If they're not ready, that's okay. Love them. Because it is God who alone can change people. Comprende? So that's what he's saying. No wonder he tells us, encourage one another day after day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Can I tell you, you are to encourage one another. Encourage people. Day after day, don't get discouraged, but don't keep judging them. And the truth is this, I'm warning everybody. Everybody listen to me now. Notice the grammar. I am to encourage one another, day after day, not to judge you, but to encourage you, so that, everybody read, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. You see, sin has a deceiving power. People who don't come to Jesus, in my experience, either they're enjoying their sin. They're enjoying something that they don't want to give up. It hardens your heart. Let me repeat. If there is something in your life today that you don't want to give up, you will have a hard time understanding the Bible. And pretty soon, your heart becomes hardened. And once it is hardened, you don't find joy anymore listening to the Word of God. Let me tell you why. Why will God speak to you? Why will He speak to you? When what you know, you are not obeying. Let me repeat. The reason why the Bible to me is exciting, I read almost every day, because when I hear something, I obey. Just imagine, I read something and I don't want to obey. Pretty soon, the Holy Spirit will not want to waste His time speaking to me. You know why? Since I'm not listening, my heart becomes hardened. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many people today whose heart has been deceived and it has become hardened. You have no more interest in Bible study. I won't be surprised, pretty soon you will stop coming. You cannot sustain coming, attending Bible study, if you have secret sin in your heart. No way. My job is to encourage. So I want to encourage all of you. Sin has a power to harden your heart through deception. So he's saying, be careful. So what must we do? What's the message today? Do not judge. So what must we do? My advice. Let's be encouraging. Let's love each other. Let's pray for each other. How do you turn the negative to a positive? Well, my advice, put yourself in the shoes of others. Encourage them. Don't be judgmental. For example, the Apostle Paul, he tells us, accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment. Now, who are the weak in faith? Do you know in this room we have two kinds of Christians, the strong and the weak in faith? But we are not supposed to judge each other. Example, one person has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eat vegetables only. Wow, only vegetables. That's his belief. Okay, the Bible says, the one who eats is not to regard with contempt the one who does not eat. The one who does not eat is not to judge the one who eats, for God has accepted him. In other words, when it comes to the practice of your faith, don't be so petty that you begin to judge people. Accept each other. In your mind, he continues, if you think, who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. In other words, we are not to judge people. Let God be the judge. Then he gives another example. Everybody read. One person regards one day above another. Another regards every day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. What is the meaning of this verse? You know, for some people, the Sabbath day is Saturday. I must worship on a Sabbath day. For some, Sunday is my Sabbath day. Sunday is sacred to me. For some people, it's Friday. Jesus is saying, it does not matter. Don't judge. If you believe Saturday is your Sabbath, you know what I'll tell you? God bless you. If you think you want Friday, God bless you. And I say, go to the Middle East. It's okay. If you think every day is sacred, wonderful. Well, you know why? Let's read it together. He who observes that day observes it for the Lord. And he who eats does so for the Lord. If you think it's okay to eat pork, wow, lobster, crab. What are the other food that we love to eat? Are you hungry now? My friend, if you are with a Jewish Christian, they will not eat lobster, they will not eat crab. By the way, if you invite me, if possible, don't give me lobster or crab. But you know what you give me? Fish. I love fish. If you give me pork, reluctantly I will eat also. You know why? I eat everything. But if possible, I'm like a Jew. I would like healthy food, okay? Vegetables, salad. Okay, yeah. But Paul is saying, doesn't matter. Whatever you like to eat, we accept each other. Let's read. And he who eats not for the Lord, he does not eat. He gives thanks to God. Everybody read. Everybody. Why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? We will all stand before the judgment seat of God. Then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. My friend, that's why this truth is so liberating. You know why? I don't judge you. Someday you stand before God, and he will judge you. You see, many times you see something wrong. You see politicians. You see leaders, and you want to judge them. May I suggest you pray for them? Because there will be a day of accounting, and God is saying, I will take care of it. I will judge. So to me, I can rest in the Lord. It's not my job. I am not God. I will help you. You don't listen to me. I still love you. Look, as we close, therefore, everybody read, therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. You see, I don't judge motive. I'm not hasty. I'm not God. I let God be the judge. So my friends, in this room today, if you are tempted to judge people, you are tempted to judge the speaker. By the way, who is the speaker today? Example only, okay? So be nice to me. Just say, Lord, bahala ka na kay Peter. But if you see me doing something wrong, what will you do? Talk to us face to face. Amen? But if you gossip, that, my friend, is sin. So the Bible tells us God will disclose the motives of men's hearts. and then each month's praise will come to him from God. One day, when you stand before God, I'm going to guarantee you one thing. Sooner or later, you will stand before God. I don't know when. Tomorrow, I'm going to do a wake with the brother of one of our members. He was shot in Subic. A young man, very successful. You do not know how long you have. God is saying, your job is not to judge people. Your job is to love. May I tell you, just remember, there are always two sides to any story. Can I tell you something? A coin has how many sides? Two sides? No. I've discovered something. It has three sides. In every quarrel, you have three sides. Your side and the other party and God's side. Find out what God has to say about the quarrel. Find out what is God's perspective. But until you humble yourself and say, Lord, I want really to know you more. I don't want to be judgmental. Friend, how will you grow spiritually? No wonder. The next verse, after do not throw your pearl into swine, do not throw what is holy to the dogs, you'll be shocked. The next verse is what we will discuss next week. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. You know why? Because God is giving you a promise. You cannot change people, but you keep asking. You ask for wisdom. You keep seeking. You keep knocking. Only God can change the hearts of people. So he gives you the assurance of prayer. And then he ends with, which will be discussed next week. We have an amazing speaker next week. Let's read this together. Therefore, read. Treat people the same way you want them to treat you. You see? Do not judge lest you be judged. And then he ends with, you treat people the way you want to be treated. In between, he tells you, don't be hasty. Don't judge motive. You begin with yourself. You are not God. You pray. So may I suggest today, if God has been speaking to you and you have been judging others, the first thing you need to do is to repent and say, Lord, I'm going to commit today. I will stop judging people. Stop condemning people. Amen? After you repent of that sin, you now say, Lord Jesus, help me to be an encourager. Help me to help people by encouraging them, by loving them. Let's bow our heads. If God has spoken to you and you want me to pray for you, raise your hand. You have been very judgmental and you want to change, raise your hand. And you repent. We'll pray together. Praise God. Many of you are admitting. And you want God to help you to be an encourager, to put yourself in their shoes. Learn to put yourself in the shoes of others before you judge them. Think of others. And you want me to pray for you. Higher. Praise God. I praise God for many of you. Father God in heaven, I thank you for this group of men and women who are willing to humble themselves and say, Lord, they need to change. Lord, I don't want to judge anybody because you are the ultimate judge. Help me, help us to love each other. Lord, even if they believe in something else, help us to learn to encourage them, to love them, and to find opportunities, but above all, to keep praying for one another. I pray now for the loved ones of everybody here, for their family members, that they will learn how to reach out to them. And above all, be the one to change them. Lord, you have given us a promise. Ask, and it will be given. Lord, we ask for our stubborn relatives. We ask for our stubborn friends, for our hard-hearted friends, Lord. They mock the Bible. They don't want to change. But Lord, I thank you. My job is not to change them. Our job is not to fix their problem. Our job is to pray for them and to love them. And it is you and you alone, God, who can change people. So we commit to you. Those that are difficult, we commit to you ourselves. that you be the one to change us. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen and amen. God bless.